A few days to Christmas, I contacted the Dokola Woman MP, Cecilia Barbara Atim Ogwal, in an effort to find out her opinion about Boxing Day and Christmas festivities. Little did I know that this would be our last conversation.
The Boxing Day you are talking about is very, very strange to villagers as such.
Yes.
But now with Christmas, Christmas comes with meat. Christmas comes with eating of bread, that is buffalo. We used to call it buffalo.
In her response, she gladly and energetically responded to every question with detail and a firm voice. And as a journalist, I could hardly notice she was suffering from the deadly cancer that would take her precious life at the age of 77 at an Indian hospital this January. Ogwal gave us a snippet into how her constituents in Dokola district traditionally celebrate Christmas and Boxing Day compared to the celebration in modern-day Kampala that is composed of exotic forms.
I'm very, very embarrassed to see our people embracing vigorously cultures and traditions which are strange to us.
In an effort to get Ogwal during Christmas, she didn't pick up her phone calls. We thought perhaps she must be held up just like the newsroom. We moved fast to gather content and other contributors were contacted. Out of courtesy and humility, Ogwal did what very few legislators do. She called back in a few minutes. Unfortunately, her phone was not picked, but her phone etiquette blew us away when she called back the second time and the entire interview of close to 7 minutes was done as she shared what Christmas and Boxing Day meant to her and her constituents.
I'm very, very embarrassed to see our people embracing vigorously cultures and traditions which are strange to us and ignoring our own cultures and traditions.
Ogwal went on to describe in detail how the locals in the community embraced feasts for days with close families. According to Ogwal, the feasting would kick off on Christmas Eve and people would move from one homestead to another.
Christmas was very important because it is indeed a family coming together, but in a different dimension. Where else we celebrate the birth of Christ, and many of us in our community, we are Christians, but for us, traditionally, we used to use that celebration for what we call the closing of the year.
Yes,
celebration of the harvest.
Yes.
That is when we harvest millet, and there's a lot of malwa in the village. As we don't call them cousin brothers, we call them our brothers and our sisters.
Yes.
So you find that during Christmas, we round up homes, you know. On Christmas Eve, we are in home one, where there's a lot of eating of meat, muchere. That's when children really enjoy muchele, you know, rice, because that's a daily diet. Our daily diet is corn, millet, millet and peas.
Yes.
Pigeon peas.
Yes.
And of course vegetables.
Yes.
But now with Christmas, Christmas comes with meat. Christmas comes with eating of bread, that is buffalo. We used to call it buffalo. This loaf of bread, not just open bread, but loaf of bread.
Yes.
Where children dip the bread into milk, milk tea, you know, and they love it. We love it, you know. That is something which we don't take every day. Now today we are eating it. We are taking this, and then of course, you know, the lunch now comes with this big lumps of meat and rice and whatnot. And these are the kind of festivity that we enjoyed. And of course, parents would make sure that before the arrival of Christmas, almost every child has a new clothing. You know, the girls have their dresses, the boys have their trousers and shirts, you know, the wives have their new gummies, you know, that kind of thing. That is to us starting from home. You know, then extending it to the larger family.
Mm.
So by the time you reach the first of the year,
mm.
you are now summarizing. You are now actually summarizing the more than one week of festivity, because it starts on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is what we call celebrating the end of the year in a way that we have known for generations. And that's what I know. I know that the Christian tradition has brought us the closing of the year with a celebration of the birth of Jesus. But that has also coincided with us celebrating, one, the closing of the year, two, celebrating the harvest.
Yes.
That is the harvesting of simsim, millet, I told you, sorghum. You know, that's actually the season where there's a lot of maloa, there's a lot of drinking, a lot of celebration, a lot of drumming in the air.
When asked if Boxing Day made sense to locals, Ogwal said many have no idea what Boxing Day is all about.
So the Boxing Day you are talking about is very, very strange to villagers as such. Even to me. If you tell me, Mrs. Ogwal, where are you going to spend your Boxing Day? I have no idea. Huh? I don't know what you are talking about.
Yeah.
I know people go boxing or whatnot. But yeah. as a leader, people request me, "Mom, we want balls for our, what do you call it?
Sports game.
A tournament." Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, soccer tournament or netball tournament or things like that. We do facilitate them so that they can, the young people can celebrate, you know, the football in the way they enjoy best, you know. So that's what I do as a leader, giving them balls, maybe facilitating them with water and things like that. Yes, that's what we do.
Ogwal revealed how the Christmas season is a period of sharing, but should not be anchored on traditions that do not identify with the Acholi people or with Ugandans.
Yes, it is really a season of sharing, but let us not anchor our celebration on traditions which are not ours.
Yes.
Which are not readily identified with our traditions. Let us embrace the aspect of our tradition in this festivity that we are talking about.
Thank you so much, Honorable. You've been very precise and to the point.
Thank you, thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
According to the burial arrangements, Ogwal will be accorded an official burial where President Yoweri Museveni will attend in person, and the devoted legislator who was once arrested in 1994 but now has passed away at an Indian hospital will be buried in Aliko village in Kole district. My name is Andrew Nitwe, a multimedia journalist for the New Vision podcast around Uganda.